Hello, hello, hello. Oh, hi. Good morning. We have, how was Thanksgiving?
Good.
Yeah? Different? Yeah? Anybody watch the parade over FaceTime with anybody in another state? I did. That was interesting. Anyway, well, I got to see them, the people in my family, over FaceTime, so that was good, until FaceTime refused to work. Then we set up the phone, and that's a little tiny screen, so we said, okay, see ya, bye. But you do what you gotta do. A couple of announcements as we begin this morning. We need another deacon for December for this service. So, if you would like to do that, please talk to, okay, Kathy or Pam Rouse. Let's see. Next Monday is the board meeting by Zoom, and that is to approve the budget and the officers for the board. And the Sunday after that, but on the 13th, since my calendaring's not so good, on the 13th, after this worship service, will be the congregational meeting to approve all of that for next year. The congregational meeting is different this year. It will be after each worship service instead of in the middle. So, let's see. Oh, and still, if you don't have your stuff, your change of address, phone, email into the church office, Kathy would like to have that as soon as possible. And I think that's all we have as far as announcements. Are there any other announcements? Let's see. Yes, Kathy is trying to keep us safe, and safer. And so now there is, last week was Moses, this week is the night before Christmas 2020, with all of that good disinfectant information in it. So it'll make you laugh, and then you'll want to go wash with Lysol. So there you go. You can read that as well. So no other announcements? Then we will, oh, yes, there is. Hanging of the greens today. A little bit different because the greens are already hung. We're going to hang the greens that are already hung. We're going to talk about them because we're in a pandemic and we thought with as little movement as possible would be the thing to do. So we're still going to talk about them and, you know, we will point them out as here are the greens, there are the wreaths, here are the candles. We'll Vanna White it. And we want to thank Harriet Ames for the lovely poinsettias that are here and there and the ones that are differently colored. They're beautiful. We want to thank her for that. So let's begin with the prelude. Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Will you please stand for the call to worship? How shall we prepare this house for the birth of Jesus? How shall we prepare this house for the eternal Christ? How shall we prepare our hearts for this revelation of God?
By hearing again the words of the prophets and the promises of God.
For in the story of Jesus, we see revealed the transforming power of God. We are reminded anew of God's vision of wholeness, justice, and peace for all of creation.
We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Our opening hymn is one verse of O Come, All Ye Faithful.
We come, your faithful. We come with expectation to a manger in Bethlehem and a cross at Calvary. We come to an empty tomb and a risen Savior. We come as your people, called by your name and both made and remade in your image. Come among us, O Lord, with choirs of angels or the still, soft voice of a silent night. Let us raise our voices in praise and prayer as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For them is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
More than 2,000 years ago, the story goes, a clutch of sleepy shepherds were watching over their sheep on a star-brightened hillside in Palestine. It was a still, uneventful night. Suddenly, the darkness was filled with a strange light, and the stillness was broken by angel voices singing, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all. And so begins Christmas, one of the most beautiful and meaningful celebrations of the Christian year. Our church year actually begins with Advent, the season that we start today. Both the seasons of Advent and the season of Christmas have a long history. These seasons and their customs have developed through many centuries and across many countries. Old customs and observances are refined, renewed, and replaced even as new ones are added. Some of our customs have pagan origins, but have been adapted by redefining their meanings. What is significant for us is not what they once may have meant, but rather what they mean for us today. This morning, our sanctuary wears its Christmas apparel, and as we make ready for the birth of the child, having prepared this sanctuary, we make ready ourselves and our hearts. We are mindful that although it is not Christmas yet, it will be here sooner than we would like. As we are mindful of the decorations of our church, not only will we explain the history of the symbols of this season, but we will also rededicate these symbols and ourselves to the service of God. Our first carol this morning is one verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
The Legend of the Evergreens. When all the earth is brown, when the last leaf has fallen, the evergreen trees stand ready to remind us that the earth will bloom, that new life will come. Legend tells us that long ago, the evergreens were not always covered with lush green leaves. Before the birth of the Christ child, the evergreen was bare like all the trees around. The legend begins with the story found in the Gospel of Matthew. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and the angel said to him, "Rise up. Take the infant Jesus and his mother and escape with them to Egypt. Stay in Egypt until I bid you return. You are no longer safe. Go, for Herod sends soldiers to seek out the child and destroy him." So Mary and Joseph and their infant child left the warmth and security of their land and journeyed into Egypt. The legend continues. Hastily, they gathered their meager belongings. Into the dark of the night, they stole away. Escape they must, the jealous wrath of Herod and his men. Escape they must, for the death decree handed down by Herod. No word could be said of their hasty departure, no notice of a planned destination. Friends and family could not know of their going, lest they too come under Herod's death decree. Over rocky hills and dusty roads they traveled wearily, Mary and the infant on the back of a donkey, Joseph alert and watchful, walking beside him. With heavy, saddened hearts, fearful, with weary bodies, they made their way all night long and into the following long day. Around mid-afternoon, dust in the distance behind them came. Fast-riding soldiers came, soldiers sent from Herod, sent to carry out Herod's dreadful mission. Where could they hide? Where could the Holy Family find protection? The hillside was barren, offering no shield. Quickly, a frightened Joseph guided Mary and her child into a clump of cedars on the hill. Immediately, the bare cedar twigs greened with color, thickened with growth to shield the Holy Family. The white berries of the cedar tree turned to sapphire blue to match the robe that Mary wore that day. The white berries turned to blue, so Mary, the mother of Jesus, in a robe of sapphire blue, could blend with the cedar trees and go unnoticed by passing, hunting soldiers. Past the Holy Family went the band of Herod's men, never seeing, never knowing. Mary, Joseph, and infant Jesus were safely sheltered in a clump of green cedars with berries of sapphire blue. Since that day, cedars and plants like them have never shed their leaves, never lost their green, for they sheltered the Holy Family. Since that day, forever green, and honor to the day they received the infant child Christ. If you would sing with us, "What Child Is This?" The wreaths. The origin of the Advent wreath can be traced back to the early European pagan cultures, when torches were mounted on evergreen decorated wagon wheels to encourage the return of the sun during the dark winter days of Northern Europe. In the 16th century, Protestants in Germany adapted the custom for use in Christian worship as a way to symbolize the eternal love of God and to mark the weeks of Advent. The wreaths we hang in our sanctuary are simple circles of evergreen boughs because the branches come from outdoors during the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. The evergreen reminds us of the continuity of life. Bending the boughs so that the ends touch form a circle, further symbolizing life without end. During Advent, we place a special wreath in our sanctuary. The Advent wreath is surrounded by candles we light each week as we see our world darken with the coming of winter. We are reminded of the Word of God that comes into the world as a light for all people. The light comes into the world shines in the darkness, and is never extinguished by the world. Christ is the light of the world. These candles remind us that the light and hope of Advent brings us every year. On our Advent wreath, four candles encircle the Christ candle. Each week in Advent, we light the candles for the preceding weeks, along with a new one. Three of the candles are purple, the color of royalty. One candle is pink, the color of joy. The white candle in the center will be lit on Christmas Eve. You would join us in Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
There is a story told of Pepita, a poor Mexican girl who had no gift to present the Christ child at the Christmas Eve services. As Pepita walked slowly to the chapel with her cousin Pedro, her heart was filled with sadness rather than joy. Her heart was filled with sadness rather than joy. I am sure, Pepita, that even the most humble gift, if given in love, will be acceptable in his eyes, Pedro said consolingly. Not knowing what else to do, Pepita knelt by the roadside and gathered a handful of common weeds, fashioning them into a small bouquet. Looking at the scraggly bunch of weeds, she felt more saddened and embarrassed than ever by the humbleness of her offering. She fought back a tear as she entered the small village chapel. As she approached the altar, she remembered Pedro's kind words, "Even the most humble gift, if given in love, will be acceptable in his eyes." She felt her spirit lift as she knelt to lay the bouquet at the foot of the nativity scene. Suddenly, the bouquet of weeds burst into blooms of brilliant red, and all who saw them were certain they had just witnessed a Christmas miracle right before their eyes. And from that day on, the bright red flowers were known as the Flores de Nochebuena, or the Flowers of the Holy Night, for they bloomed each year during the Christmas season. And now we have special music from Kathy.
creche. Now there's a word you don't hear every day. But if we listen closely, we will hear it during the season of Advent. It is an old French word that means crib or manger. These days, creche means nativity scene. Do you remember when we did our living nativity scene here at First Christian? Do you remember being out in the cold with a donkey, sheep, cow? Were you freezing as a shepherd? Mary, Joseph? Do you remember the scent of the air, the smell of the hay? Tradition tells us that St. Francis of Assisi was the first to introduce the nativity scene as a Christian worship custom. In the days before the written Bible was accessible to everyday people, in the days when most people were unable to read, St. Francis found a way to teach the story of the birth of Jesus to his people. In 1223, as the people of Greco, a small village in Italy, began to gather for midnight mass, Francis took a manger and filled it with hay. He tied a donkey and an ox near the manger, and then he told the story of the birth of Christ as he said the mass in front of a manger. That midnight mass marked the first use of the nativity scene in Christian worship celebrations. Over the century, nativity scenes have been used throughout the world to teach us the story of the birth of God's Son. If you'll sing with us, Away in a Manger. Advent is a season of waiting, a season of hope for the coming of our Messiah. But I'll let you in on a secret. He's already here. He's among us and with us and part of us. He is here at this table, offering to be our Lord if we will be his people. All are welcome. Nothing can divide us. If we ourselves will be united in Christ, we share the fellowship of our holy Creator, the Prince of Peace. Come, feast, join your voices. As we sing, All Who Hunger, Gather Gladly. And I've just changed the order of worship again.
It's okay. We can do this. We'll go to the table and the offering, and we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
On the night before Jesus died, he sat down to eat supper with his friends. And while they were eating, he took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to them, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Every time you eat this, remember me." And after supper, he took a cup, and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, which is for you. As often as you drink this, remember me."
Promise-making and promise-keeping God, we come to this table this morning because of the promise that you will meet us here in the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup. Sometimes walking by faith and not by sight takes everything we've got. We endure long stretches of life with precious few signs of your companionship and care. And so we thank you this morning for this table, where we can remember your promises, and for this bread broken and this cup poured out, by which we can taste again your faithfulness in the life and death of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Nourish our hopes this morning by the signs of bread and wine and the stirring of your Spirit. We pray especially in his name. Amen. Part of what we do as Christians is take care of one another. Part of what we do as servants of Christ is take care of his temples. The Magi traveled untold miles to leave gifts to celebrate the life of Christ in the humble home of a carpenter. Let us be cheerful givers to support Christ's life in this time and this place. Thank you for the story of the poinsettia, that all gifts given in love are acceptable in your sight. Use these gifts to help us be a light in the darkness. Amen.
You may be seated. from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Let us pray. O God, hear our prayer. O come, Emmanuel. You keep us waiting. You, the God of all time, want us to wait for the right time in which to discover who we are, where we must go, who will be with us, and what we must do. And so we thank you, God, for the waiting time. You keep us looking. You, the God of all space, want us to look in all the right and the wrong places for signs of hope, for people who are hopeless, for visions of a better world which will appear among the disappointments of the world we know. And so we thank you, God, for the looking time. You keep us loving. You, the God whose name is love, want us to be like you, to love the loveless and the unlovely and the unlovable, to love without jealousy or design or threat, and most difficult of all, to love ourselves. And so we thank you, God, for the loving time. And in all this, you keep us through hard questions with no easy answers, through failing where we hoped to succeed, and making an impact when we felt we were useless, through the patience and the dreams and the love of others, and through Jesus Christ and his Spirit, you keep us. And so we thank you, God, for the keeping time, and for now, and forever. Amen. Our Advent candle for the first Sunday of Advent will be lit by the downstairs quilters, who call themselves the Fellowship Quilting Group.
On the first Sunday of Advent, we look for signs of hope in our world.
People helping each other.
Walls of separation being broken down.
Bridges crossing great divides.
We find signs of hope in a family traveling a long way from home, expecting a baby and being surrounded by the compassion of strangers.
We light this first candle
for the hope we find in the world as we wait for Christ to come into the world and lives in a new way.
please join us in singing one verse of One Candle Is Lit.
Well, Advent is a season of expectation, and expectation is kind of surprising sometimes, so welcome to surprising. See, I can spin anything. Anyway, our closing hymn is Come O Long Expected Jesus, I believe. Yes, so will you please stand? Now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah be with you all as you go forth in peace to watch and to wait for the coming of the Christ child. Amen.